Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm transferring Jatara McAllister.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer now. Thank you so much and have a good day.
She's on the line. Take care. Bye.
Perfect. Hello, this is Jatara.
Yes, this is her.
Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Defo Provera lawsuit today?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We can try to see if we are able to assist you. But before we go ahead and move forward, I did just want to confirm the spelling of your first name as J-A-T-A-R-A, last name McAllister, M. C capital A L L I S T E R. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And I already have a phone number here for you, which is 224-733-6596. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead, get your information now. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the first time?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay, thank you. Okay, great. And now, were you the one that had taken Depo Provera shots for at least 1 year?
Yes.
After taking these shots, were you diagnosed?
For 5 years, actually.
5 years. Wow, I see. Okay. And after taking the shots for these 5 years, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, and I got diagnosed. I started taking the injections around July 20th, 2017, and then I stopped taking them April 18th of 2022. I got diagnosed May 11th of 2022.
Okay, I see. Thank you so much for having those dates. So I'm just going to confirm the date of diagnosis here as May 11th of 2022. Is that correct?
Correct. And I was diagnosed. Did you want to know the doctor that injected in me or?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and grab that information. Yeah. So, but first, let me actually get some basic details for yourself here. What's your date of birth?
9/27/94.
Okay. So I have September 27, 1994. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And social, whenever you're ready.
My social security?
Yes. When we request for your medical records, these are going to be on the consent forms. If you don't feel comfortable giving me the entire, that's okay. Just the last four will be good.
Okay, 9589.
9589. Okay, great. And for HIPAA purposes, since this is going to be in the consent forms as well, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had taken Depo Provera and was affected similar to you or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. And was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Yes.
Okay, and you said that you had used it for 5 years, so at least 1 year, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. And are you able to confirm that at least within one of the years that you did have at least four different injections prior to being diagnosed?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And I know you gave me the dates already when you used it, which of course would be you started, was it July 20th of 2017 that you started?
Yes, at the age of 23. And then April 18th of 2022, at the age of 28, I stopped taking it.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So I'll just read those dates back to you again as July 20th, 2019 to April 18th, 2022. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And besides your first and last name, do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by? Or no?
L.
Okay, L like Larry. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and again, I have that last four as 9589. Is that right? Okay. And I have an email here already. It's zymirasqures@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to be the best address?
35293 Glen Lane, Wildomar, Wildomar, California 92595.
Perfect. And is that a house, apartment, townhome? Is there a unit number?
No.
Okay, got it. I'll read that back to you. So I have 35293 Glen Lane, Wildomar, California 92595. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And I'll go ahead and get the information for the doctor. Let's start first with the doctor that diagnosed you. Do you recall their name?
Yeah. So the doctor, her name is Christina Bailey, Dr. Christina Bailey. She's the doctor that treated me.
Okay. Is that going to be in Temecula that she had diagnosed? Oh, she. Okay, so she treated you.
Yeah, she treated me.
Okay. Is there a separate doctor that had also diagnosed you, or was that also Dr. Christina?
Dr. Christina, the one that did my injections for it was Dr. Michael Carter.
Okay, got
it. Who prescribed my injections.
Okay, so let me go ahead and put that in. Okay, so let me just get this straight. So it started with Dr. Michael Carter, right? He was the one that prescribed you the injections. Okay, and then subsequently after that, who diagnosed you?
Christina Bailey.
Okay, so Dr. Christina Bailey both diagnosed you and treated you for the meningioma. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And at any point, were you ever diagnosed prior to your meningioma with cancer?
No.
Okay, got it. And when you had seen Dr. Christina Bailey, was that in Temecula?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, doctor that treated you was also Dr. Christina, so let me go ahead and put that in. And where did you see Dr., you said he was Michael Carter, is that correct? What city?
Correct. That was Riverside.
Riverside, okay, got it. Okay, perfect. I found him as well. And did you have the injections there at his facility, or did he prescribe them to have them picked up at your local pharmacy?
Received the treatment was done there.
Done there. Okay, got it. Perfect. Let me go ahead and put
that in. I'm scared of needles, so I can't do it myself.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I completely understand. No worries. Okay.
Yeah.
And at Dr. Christina's office, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact. Now, we're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is purely just in case that this phone number does get disconnected. That we just have another number on file. But again, we're not able to share anything with them, just so you know.
Gotcha.
Okay, and I'm ready for their phone number, whoever you decide to choose.
This is for, in case we get disconnected.
Yes, in case in the future, if the attorneys are not able to reach you at this phone number, they just like having a secondary number. And again, they would only use it just in case this number for some reason gets disconnected.
Okay, 224.
Mm-hmm.
623.
623, okay.
1147.
1147, okay. And the first name of this phone number?
Alvin.
Okay. Okay, and addressing the relationship, I could just put friend, neighbor.
Boyfriend.
Okay, thank you. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and, of course, draft these consent forms now. So bear with me one moment while I go ahead and do that. And in the meantime, if I'm not already, you can actually go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then for my medical records,
yeah,
they will be at the hospital.
Yes,
I don't know
of
if
course.
I didn't know if I made
no.
that clear.
No, no worries. Even
okay.
if you don't have them, that's perfectly fine. As long as they're there
yeah,
at the facility. Yeah. A lot of people don't keep records, especially if it was a while back. Yeah, of course. And especially with everything being digital, we're going to be able to pull those up for you. Yeah, so no worries on that. Okay, so everything's just loading here. My computer's just going a little bit slow. Okay. And I'm just going to, of course, confirm some basic information. You are confirming that you are Jatara. I'm sorry. Am I saying your name correctly? Is it Jatara or Jatara?
Yeah. Jatara, you're saying it perfectly fine.
Okay, perfect. So Jatara McAllister, phone number 224-733-6596.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And I'm able to move to the next stage. And I'm just going to confirm some last information here with you. Just make sure it was all good. Okay, and then you are residing at 35293 Glen Lane, Wildomar, California, 92595.
Correct.
Okay, and date of birth here, I have you as September 27, 1994, last four being 9589. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, I just sent that over. You are going to see a text message notification that I just sent. Whenever you see that pop in, go ahead and click on it.
And then hit yes.
Yep, exactly. Go ahead and click yes and click continue. And then it'll say, I agree to electronic signature. Click on that box and then continue again. And then you'll see start to begin. Yep. Once you click on start, you'll then see that yellow box with the downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that. And then draw your signature or click select style. That's up to you. Whenever you're happy with whatever you chose, go ahead and click bottom left where it says adopt and sign. And then you're going to see another one of those yellow boxes. Just go ahead and click on that. And then you'll see the finish button at the bottom. And then once you do click finish, I'll get it on my side and it'll automatically be in your email. So if you ever want to reference back to this document that you sign, you will have that in there for you.
Okay.
Yep. And then I know there's a continue button there. That's just asking you to create an account, but we actually don't need you to do that at all. So you can just exit out of that page.
Gotcha.
Okay, perfect. So I have everything here. Okay, and that is your signature. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and send this over to the attorneys. From now until the next 4 days, someone is going to be contacting you for an introductory phone call. And then at that point, they start pulling your records. And in a couple minutes here, I am also going to be texting you my direct number. So in case you ever have questions or concerns in the future, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to get you handled. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here. Okay, Jakarta?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have a good rest of your day and weekend now.